You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama ko ngayon si Marcos Bulandus mula Pilipinas, bumibisita dito sa Melbourne at kaka-perform lamang niya sa Ukulele Festival. Magandang araw!
Magandang araw, SBS, and Maridel, thanks for having me.
Salamat sa panahon mo. So, ukulele, yung isa sa maraming ginagawa mo sa iyong musika. Una muna, bakit ukulele?
I am really not musically inclined. Kumbaga, tsaga lang, tsaga. The ukulele was the first thing I discovered na madali tugtugin, pero varied, madami kang nagagawa. So, I stuck with it for like 5 years, 7 years. So, I am somewhat heavily involved with the ukulele scene back in Metro Manila, and it's spreading. So basically that, because it's easy to play.
So para sa mga pangkaraniwang tao, no, parang bibihira nila marinig yung taong nag-ukulele.
Yung ukulele medyo nakastuck kasi siya sa stereotype na, you know, like shiny, happy music na pang beach, which is true.
Pang somewhere over the rainbow.
Yes, which is true, which is valid. At masarap talaga tugtugin pag medyo malungkot ka. Nakakasaya siya. But me, I'm more of pushing it in another direction, not in a strange direction, but let's say in a more guitar-y direction.
Kasi kakaiba yung ukulele mo, no? Merong kang electric siya. Ngayon lang ako nakakita noon.
Yeah, it's basically just a guitar. Kaya lang hindi siya...
Mas maliit siya.
Yeah, hindi siya stringed ng guitar. It's stringed to the tuning of a ukulele. Tapos papadaanin mo sa madaming effects. Basically like, you know, any band, any pop star like that. And then you just play your songs on it.
So Marcos, ano yung mga awiting tinutugtog mo? Original mo na komposisyon o mga covers, ika nga nila?
And that's the thing with me. And it'll relate to yung isa ko pang musical project. I'm not big on covers. As one, I'm not very good with covers. But I think that stems with, I have more things to say. So gusto ko ginagamit yung ukulele as a venue to express my own emotions. So mostly, not mostly, like 99%. It's my songs. But of course, you have like that 1% na songs na kinalakihan mo, na you can't let it go, so pilit mo tinutugtog, and it's alright.
So, swak na swak ka sa Australia. Kasi dito, marami yung mga musikero na original compositions talaga nila.
It's nice visiting. But again, you know, with the internet, even though I'm back home, nasa Pilipinas ako, na-message ko sa Facebook yung mga local artists. So when I visit or they visit, like vice versa, we can find venues where we get to share our music.
So maliban sa ukulele mo, meron ka pang tinatag na noise music?
Yeah, so kumbaga positive at saka negative. Pero nothing,
parang baterya.
Yes, nothing's bad there. But like opposite ends of the spectrum. I have my ukulele music, which is really happy. And I have something more experimental or close to sound art under the moniker of Drago Katsov. You can check it out on Facebook. Maingay siya. Not in the rock and roll sense.
Hindi maingay na ika nga nila Bon Jovi or
it's like,
bad medicine type of music.
No, it's like listening to a broken air conditioning unit. Tapos there are like magpies crowing outside. It's very atmospheric. Let's say, you know yung like those science fiction drone or the sound of a didgeridoo. Basically, it is music that is not familiar to your ears. It is questioning, ano ang musika, ano ang tunog, at ano ang epekto nito sa akin. It sounds weird, sorry.
So, pag sinabi mong noise, kahit sino, ina-assume ko, pwedeng maging noise, ika nga,
yes,
musician.
Yes, noise artist or a sound artist. It's basically more expression. If there was this thing that got viral on social media, yung guy na nagda-drums na weird, Ryosuke Kiyasu, and then he did it all around, and of course everybody had opinions, as everybody is prone to do. He was in the Philippines for the second Philippine Noise Fest. So there we just, actually it's a very visceral thing. Maganda siya pag live. Pag pinakinggan mo niya sa music platforms, it doesn't really make much sense, but it is more of a live thing where you get to experience the emotion of the person or persons doing the noise thing.
So, paano mo na kukuha yung inspiration para buuin yung noise mo na sound or music? Ito ba yung kung anong mood mo sa araw na yon? Or uupo ka ba tulad ng isang pangkaraniwang musikero na kailangan may may theme, may composition, o ito yung iniisip mo lang pag upo mo randomly?
Strangely enough, it's the same with my Blender Wave, like New Wave project. But if we take into, for example, dati akong teacher eh. So, if you take into, for example, yung mga tema ng literatura, man versus man, man versus nature, ganun. So, sometimes, it's one or another. What I feel, plus what is happening, plus so many other factors, and plus the ability ng kamay ko at yung mga gadgets and gears na sa harap ko, and then something comes up. But usually, it is driven by there is this one core feeling or emotion or happening, and that becomes something.
So, ito ba, meron siyang parang sheet music na ilalagay mo sa ganito, ito yung tutugtugin ko, sa sunod, o hindi mo na siya, ikakanila, original siya, one time mo lang siya matutugtog.
The thing with that, again, this is just my point of view on noise and sound art. Ay, kasi, you know, so many schools of thought about this. Yung iba, like the French, they try to put an academic approach on noise. Not just the French, in everywhere. Because I've met noise artists from Indonesia, Yogyakarta, which is big on noise. Some Japanese folk and Singaporeans who do it. There is all, and then in the Philippines, there is basically always an academic side which they attempt. And they really do try to put sheet music to it. And, you know, so much words with papers. And there is just the quote-unquote underground where live performances are born. Mm-hmm. And then it is that intersection na actually nakikita mo yung ganda ng sound art o noise.
So, parang nababalik mo ako sa pagkabata ko na yung tansan pinipit-pit ginagawang flat. Gagawin mo, lalagay mo sunod-sunod sa isang bilog. Tapos may music na yon, hindi ba?
Yes,
pwede bang sabihin ganun?
Yes. Actually, diba, the rhythmic, yung kalansing-kalansing-kalansing. Actually, this was interesting. In another place, I went to an art exhibit for sound art. And then it was fancy. But I had, you know, fellow folk from my noise collective, Noise Bath, in Manila. And then we said, dude, this is just the sound of Manila. It was humming. It's like it was the humming of an old house, old wooden house. Sa kanila, noise na to. So sa atin, medyo normal. And then, like, other nationalities we'd met, what they consider, like drone, they like drone. It's just one sound. It goes on for 30 minutes. And then some, like, they call it harsh noise wall, which is basically static.
So yun yung noise music. Hindi siya, pwede ko bang sabihin yung alon ng dagat, noise music?
Yes, you could say that. It actually, that's the thing eh. Yung, when you're at a noise show, everything is chaotic. And then suddenly, you know, there is a pattern to the bigness that it becomes a droning sound. And there's a pattern to the drone, like waves. So you have the whoosh, and then it comes in, comes out. And it becomes, strangely, it becomes meditative.
So pwede pala yung traffic sa Maynila at yung maraming bumubusina.
Yeah,
bahagi siya ng noise music.
Yes. Actually, just to clarify, we're like, again, discussion with friends. We're just using the word noise to describe this music. Although, again, it can be subject for debate. Kasi, diba, if you can't name it, it's hard to talk about it. So, just for the sake of all the noise critics
Pag
listening to this discussion.
Kasi maging abstract siya eh.
Yeah, like, you can't name it. Guys, I play silence. Then, you know, it's weird. So, just for this discussion, critics, this is just noise.
Noise.
Okay. Yes, so the music in Manila.
Pero relative yun, diba?
Yes.
So,
what is noise
ano
to?
Sa tingin mo yung hinaharap ng mga gantong anyo ng musika?
Oh, I love this question. This has been the subject of many a drunken sessions with noise artists, no, from other countries, and we talk about it. So basically,
mahabang usapan niya.
No, and then maayos ka usapin. So basically, diba, you have the norm and you have the mutations from the norm. And I love places like, you know, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia in general. They make spaces for the mutations because generally the mutations, you know, that's the cornerstone of evolution. The mutations drive forward evolution, which makes everything better. It becomes the norm. and then the process progresses. So noise music is one of the venues wherein quote-unquote misfits get to express their stuff. And then it drives other things, maybe related, unrelated, forward.
So may spasyo para umusad, ganun ba?
Yes.
Pero kailangan mo rin ng suporta.
Oh, of course. You know, gosh. Diba, in the Philippines, any side hustle that is not directly related to making money, nobody gives you no notice, right? And then there's always, this is true.
Pero kaiba yung mundo mo, no? Ukulele, yeah. At saka noise. Sabi mo nga, parang baterya.
I started with the ukulele first. And then, of course, it was covering. And then kahit dun sa pag-cover, everybody, like 5 years ago, was covering John Mayer and popular stuff. And then I was covering Johnny Cash or Elvis. So I noticed there was like a disconnect na you know, you're kinda different. Iba yung drum, iba yung alon. And then I found noise, which was totally strange. But what I love about, you know, the Melbourne Ukulele Collective, the folks that I have been communicating with online, and then I had a meet up with them and we played tunes and songs. They're not driven. They don't latch on too much to popular music and then playing it to the ukulele. It's like it's more attached to their lives. So yung mga kinalakihan nilang mga kanta.
Pagsalamin.
Yes, so, pagsalamin sa sarili nila. And for me, it's much more entertaining or much more fulfilling to watch. Kasi you experience the other person.
Kung gusto nila marinig ang musika mo, mayroon kang performance sa April 16, kung naka nagkakamali?
Yeah, if you're up for the noise, yung noisy stuff, the Drago Cats of in Brunswick, bar open, the Make It Up Club, which has been supporting experimental and strange music for the past 20 years. So Make It Up Club in Brunswick, Drago Cats of will be performing. It's 30 minutes of strange sounds, ethereal sounds and whatnot. And then my Blender Way project, again, democratization of the internet. I love you, internet. It's online. Can I say this?
Yes.
It's online. It's on Bandcamp. It's on Spotify, Facebook. Just type Blender Wave. And, you know, you'll have smoother sounds if you want.
Salamat, Marcos, sa musika mo at sa pagbahagi ng kwento.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.